Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Philippians. Now to Pastor Chris.
Philippians chapter 2. I have an odd question for you. What is a Christian all about? Not what is Christianity all about. What is a Christian about? Remember, Philippians is a mission letter, a fellowship of the gospel. And Paul just called us to walk worthy of that gospel. To live as Christ, to die as gain. So what does that living look like? What is it all about? Well, chapter 2 is about unity, about putting others first, and about serving like Jesus served. I guess the best way to say it, it's not about you. It's about others. Jesus said the mark of true Christians is love for one another. When to live is Christ, that life is lived for others. So Philippians 2 opens up with a call to unity. Verse 1, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Now we'll find out in chapters 3 and 4 that the Philippian church was not perfect. They had false teachers in the bunch, and they had some genuine believers who just weren't getting along well. It happens in church. Paul will get there, but first, some motivation. And the chief motivation to love others is the love of Christ. Jesus loves us. That's where it starts. The love Jesus shows you, share it. And notice that Paul's call to unity is not a call to uniformity. He does not say dress the same, talk the same, or act the same. So lose the cookie cutter. Unity in Christ works from the inside out, like-minded, the same love, one in spirit, of one mind. Christianity works like a seed that you plant, not a mold that you fit into. In many ways, it's about how you think, a mindset. So what's that mindset? Verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. That little verse is a revolution. Man, if we could just live that out. Seriously, James Dobson of Focus on the Family said this about verse 3. That one verse contains more wisdom than most marriage manuals combined. If heeded, it could virtually eliminate divorce from the catalog of human experience. Wow. And I heard Alistair Begg say nearly the same thing about verses 5 to 11 of this same chapter. Perhaps we should read this more carefully. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. That means don't strive to get yourself ahead. Don't live for self. Or vain conceit. That means don't be conceited. Don't think you are better than others. It's vain, empty, worthless. Now, most people know that conceit is wrong, but Paul takes it a step further. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. There, that's the revolution. Genuine humility, and it's about others. Value others. Think about other people as more important than yourself. Man, when I heard this the first time, I thought it was about the best idea I'd ever heard, because I was way too familiar with the alternative. Remember Ecclesiastes, when Solomon searches through life to find something worthwhile in all of man's toil, and he comes up empty? Well, Ecclesiastes 4 explains why. He says, "And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind." In other words, the whole world runs on envy, on selfish ambition, me against them and me better than them, and it's pointless. Run the rat race as fast as you can. You're still a rat. Now remember, this is about unity, and the key to unity is humility. And as C.S. Lewis said, true humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less. Look at verse 4. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. There's that word again, others. Think about them. Consider their needs, their interests, and put them first. Back in Ecclesiastes 4, Solomon saw something else meaningless, a man all alone. He worked and worked without end, but he was joyless and never content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked. Solomon says, this too is meaningless, a miserable business. Listen, work is hard, but hard work just to make yourself happy is miserable. Jesus rescued us from the emptiness of the self-centered life, and he gave us others. Not to make you happy, so you can make someone else happy. So what does humility look like in the flesh? We have one amazing example. Verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. The same mindset as Christ, the Jesus attitude. That's what Paul calls for. And Jesus came to serve. I should point out that verse 6 is a clear proclamation that Jesus is God, his very nature, who he is, God. But that's exactly what makes the whole thing so amazing. Jesus didn't come to show off his deity. The one who made everything made himself nothing. He is, by his very nature, God, and he took the very nature of a servant. There's a story in John 13 where it says that Jesus showed the full extent of his love. In other words, just how far his love would go. Do you remember when that was? It's not the cross. It was washing feet, the simple work of a servant, a lowly work, an other's work. Jesus is amazing, and he told us to do the same, to serve. Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now that is amazing. Every knee will bow at the name of Jesus, not just because he is God, because he humbled himself. Humility comes before honor. Jesus had some kind of humility, and he deserves all the honor. Jesus poured out his life for others. So Paul says, this is how to live. In verse 12, work out your salvation. Not work for it, it's paid for. Just work it out. Remember, it's not your work. Back in Ecclesiastes, all of man's work is vanity. So in verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Man, I love this chapter. The life Jesus calls us to, the walk that is worthy of the gospel, is so freeing. When you can forget about yourself, when you can truly think of others first, there's nothing to grumble about. I don't have to argue for my rights. I can be wronged and let it go. I can go last, take the smallest piece, the furthest parking space, and enjoy it all. I can serve, not to feel good about myself, but for them, for others. And I feel great without even thinking about it. It's amazing. Seriously, if you can truly enjoy when someone else gets the goods, and your heart be sincerely happy for them, you'll be happy every time. Watch and you'll see. The most miserable people you encounter talk about themselves, think about themselves, and grumble and argue constantly about others. The most joyful people you'll find forget themselves and serve. And if we could live that way, man, it would revolutionize marriage, friendship, siblings, church. In verse 15, Paul says that this is what God's kids look like. Children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Hey, this is a warped and crooked generation. But in that darkness, Paul says, you shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. So I guess the answer to the question, what is a Christian all about? Well, same thing Christ is all about. Others.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.